Fox News and the forecast coming up after local news first from the Automated Office System Studios, WCHV, AM and FM, Charlottesville.
We actually will dry out mid-morning into the afternoon hours. We'll eventually get a little bit of clearing as well. Temperatures climbing up into the middle 40s.
37 degrees outside of the Automated Office System Studios this Tuesday morning at 5. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First.
VDOT is warning drivers in higher elevations to take it easy on the roads this morning as the threat of a wintry mix looms in central Virginia.
The long-awaited trial over the disposition of the Robert E. Lee statue from Charlottesville has been postponed till February 16th. It was due to begin today, but the attorney for the city of Charlottesville is under the weather, so the delay was requested. At issue is whether the city had legal authority to grant the statue to the Jefferson School of African American Heritage, knowing that they planned to destroy the statue, which is against state law.
News was made on WCHV Radio Tuesday morning when constitutional attorney Jonathan E. Mord announced,
"Today, I'm announcing my candidacy for the United States Senate. The problem is that Kane is a lackey for Biden and the Democrat leadership. He has betrayed the people of Virginia, their rights to life, their rights to liberty, their rights to the pursuit of happiness, in order to support an agenda that is attacking us."
A former Albemarle County leader has died. Lindsay Doerrier Jr. served on the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors for 16 years. He also served as the county's Commonwealth Attorney for nearly a decade. Doerrier left public service in 2011, citing his battle with Parkinson's disease as one of his reasons. He was 79 years old.
The Virginia Department of Education acknowledged Tuesday that an error in an Excel spreadsheet led to a mathematical formula provided to local K-12 school divisions, leading them to believe they were getting more state funding than they're going to receive.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, 37 degrees with Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on the station that keeps you ahead of the winter storms coming to welcome in February with Stormwatch on the air and through the free Seaville 107.5 smartphone app.
This is your CBS 19 Weather 30 forecast. After morning mix this morning, we actually will dry out mid-morning into the afternoon hours. We'll eventually get a little bit of clearing as well, starting off cloudy and gloomy and ending up just partly sunny by the time we hit this afternoon. Temperatures climbing up into the middle 40s, so overall not a bad day. Before tonight, we drop down close to 30 degrees.
I'm CBS 19 meteorologist Grant Chungo for Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.